In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. My dearly beloved, today is a special day. Today, Eid al-Bishara. Today, the Feast of the Annunciation. Today, we honor two women that the church celebrate their life before Palm Sunday. And when you come to church next Sunday, please make room for those who do not come all year round. If you can park in the parking lot of the school, so we welcome all our family and friends. Today is Sunday called Sunday of Mary of Egypt. And while we are honoring a woman who was so sinful, to restate that there is no sin that God cannot forgive. No sin that God cannot forgive. We are all sinful. So we honor Mary of Egypt because of her repentance. But today we honor Saint Mary. Saint Mary, for the Feast of the Annunciation, which always falls on March 25th. What does this feast mean? What Annunciation mean? Annunciation mean the joyful news the angel Gabriel gave to Mary, the Mother of God, and said to her, As-salamu alayki ya Maryam, ya mumtali'a ni'matan ar-Rabbu ma'aki. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. The largest icon in the church is named after the Feast of the Annunciation. That's it. Mary, the angel was sent by Gabriel and gave her the good news that she will bear a son and his name will be Jesus. We read in the Gospel, as you just heard, that the angel came to the city of Galilee, Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, Rejoice, hail Mary, full of grace. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Many in America think this is a Catholic prayer or an Orthodox prayer. This is in fact the prayer of the Gospel written in St. Luke. My dearly beloved, this process is given to the Virgin Mary, is given to her by God, as it is recorded in the Gospel of St. Luke. Hail Mary. In everything we address Mary as the Mother of God, Theotokos, as Theotokos. Our Holy Church is named in honor of the Theotokos. And her name reminds us as young, as middle age, as married couple, as single people. It reminds us every day in our life to be like the Virgin Mary. Humble, loving, accepting God's will in unconditional fashion. Many times we fight our way and we do not give God to let His way be done. Many times we insist on our own way and we forget to say, let your will be done, O Lord, in heaven and on earth. What did Mary say? She was troubled. She was young. But she accepted God's calling. She said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. My dearly beloved, this is an obedient to God. And her obedience will come essential in our life to be obedient to the will of God. We are called to accept the Lord, to accept God's will in our lives. There are so many unfortunate things happen to us, which sometimes we have no answer. But at all time, we say, thank you, God, even with the tears. We cannot fix the world's ill. We can only find answer to our own dilemma. We can only find answer to our own dilemma. Yes, my dearly beloved. The prayer begins today on the Feast of the Annunciation that says, today is the beginning of our salvation. We're saved not by Mary, but because she bare Christ, her Son. This mystery that appeared to us, the Son of God, who is on high, became the Son of the Virgin Mary. And Gabriel proclaimed grace. And we need to shout in return to the Mother of God, rejoice, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. So we're not saved by the Virgin Mary. We're saved by grace through her Son Jesus. But as a mother, who is more loving than a mother? Who is more forgiving than a mother? Who is more patient than a mother? Mothers suffer a lot. So we begin to accept and to come to the Mother of God and say, pray for us. Carry our wishes. Carry our trouble. Carry our misfortune to your Son, Jesus. In one of the church paracleses, we sing the following prayer, and I want to read it in both language. It says, Anti ya Mary, farahu kullil maghmumin, wa nasiratul mazlumin, wa qutil ba'isin, wa'aza'al ghuraba, wa'ukkazil amyan, wa'aftiqadil suqama, wa'sutrun wa'ududun lil maqhurin, ومعونة للأيتام فيا من هي أم الإله العلي نتوسل إليك يا طاهرة فأسرعي في نجاة عبيدك. We say this prayer during the paraclesis. For those in great sorrow, Mary, you are joy. For the oppressed, you are a protection. And for the hungry, you are their food. You are comfort unto the stranger and the staff to the blind, visitation to the sick and to those who are held in pain, shelter and comforting to the orphan and aid, O Mother of God, in the highest, you are a spotless one. Come, save your servant from their sin. We ask you in Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God.